You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me more about this guy that you know who's having to take a lie detector test for his job.
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
I can't say too much.
No, I can't. But, you know, it was a high-level job. And, yeah, he had to take a lie detector test. And something that should have taken, like, an hour and a half tops went on for like 7 hours because he was fidgeting so much and couldn't like sit still. And you'd have to know the guy. He is a ball of energy, always moving, just happy guy, happy-go-lucky, kind of the life of the party, just a really fun guy. And the guy that was given the lie detector test said, you know what, I've given like 20,000 of these. I mean, I've been to Afghanistan. I've done, you know, our troops, high-level people. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. He's like, you just can't sit still. Just calm down. Take a breath. And he was talking about all the probes that they hook up to you. And there's butt probes, I guess. I mean, not internal, but like external on your cheeks. And
yeah.
He's like, it was just too much. I just, you know, I was just, okay, I kept moving. And it's like seven hours.
I guess it'd be similar to, like, when I had that sleep test done, which, by the way, side note, this is going to anger a lot of people that I say this, but if you get asked to take a sleep test, I would say don't do it. There's a long story behind that. It involves insurance. I'm just saying. It just screwed me over since I had it done. But they hook up, you know, you go and it's a sleep study, right? So yeah. You're supposed to spend the night sleeping, and they hook you up to 10,000. I mean, if I showed you the photo of me hooked up, and they're like, all right, now relax and go to sleep, you've got 1,000 wires coming from every part of your body.
So you're thinking about all that and what each one is doing.
And you can't hardly even move around.
You can't relax.
They're like, okay, so relax and just go to sleep now. What?
So yeah, the same thing with the lie detector. All you're thinking about is everything that's hooked up to you. And did I blink too much?
I'm trying to imagine.
Did I squeeze my right butt cheek too much?
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine a job where you have to take a lie detector test.
I know.
To get your job in. Or keep your job or whatever.
And if you know you're telling the truth about something, but then you see the, you know, something move or they like look at you, you're like, yeah, I'm telling the truth. Is it good? Is it bad? You start second guessing yourself, you know?
After my dad got out of the military, he went to work kind of as a private eye and did some stuff like that. And he administered for like a year and a half, he would administer lie detector tests. And he's had a lot of, now this was obviously many years ago. I'm sure the technology has improved.
Oh, yeah.
But he told me that he was like, there's a lot of things that can trip you up with this. I mean, it's like the best technology they've got to do it. You know, until we can actually read people's thought waves, you know, this is going to be the best that we get.
You're focusing on your breathing, you know.
Oh,
and that was one of the things, too, he said, too, that he kept holding his breath. If I recall, that was one of the things that came up. So they were like, you got to breathe, man.
It's starting to sound like he's guilty.
He's sitting there holding his breath moving.
I mean, what's he trying to hide?
He's not hiding anything. He's a big teddy bear.
Yeah, those are the ones you need to be worried
of. I don't know.
I watched that TV show called The Americans, right? About the Soviet spies who were embedded in Washington, D.C. They were the nicest, greatest neighbors you could ever ask for.
But
and they were working for the Soviet Union. They were spies. How do you know your buddy's not a spy?
I guess I don't. I really don't. But I know I would not want to do that for a job interview. I was talking to somebody else this weekend, too, that was going in for an interview at a highly, highly reputable company, one of the biggies. And their interview process was, I want to say something like 14 hours over 2 days.
And they had
to write like multiple pages of work. Like they had to submit pages of work, so they had to like write essays and things like that for this company. But can you imagine doing something like that to get a job? I'd be exhausted. 14 hours over 2 days.
I don't necessarily want to say we automatically accept what our listeners are texting us. However, listener Eric just texted. He says Colorado Highway Patrol, you're required to take a lie detector test before you're hired.
Oh, I could see that. Asking
Why?
You about any sort of, you know,
like
criminal background.
Like having your own criminal background?
Your drug experience, probably. things that you've done in your in the past that could potentially come up, you know, if something were to arise.
Let me throw it out here like this. I want to go down this path. This is just random, just popped into my head. We should take a phone call from somebody who's had a lie detector test.
Yeah, if somebody's listening, absolutely call us.
If you've been given a lie detector test, you need to call us immediately. You don't have to give us necessarily specific details, I guess, but we just want to know about the process. I have questions. If, you know, I was only, I don't know, like 13, 14 years old when my dad was, I didn't know the right questions to ask. I was just like, yeah cool. And then I went back to whatever I was doing. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you've ever been hooked up and given a lie detector test.
Yeah, we want to know about it. We want to hear about it. What went on?
I mean, are you fascinated?
Some of the questions.
I am.
I am, because I it's like, how do they prove that you're lying or not lying? I don't get it.
I'm afraid of the false positives or whatever.
It'd be funny if the whole thing's just fake. It's not even.
Exactly.
It's just all made up.
So we said, listen, if you've had a lie detector test, you've been administered one, we want you to call us. And we noticed at first all the calls were from dudes. And I'm telling Jeremy, I'm like,
it's only guys hiding things.
Is it just because guys are known liars?
It could be.
All men lie.
Dan texted in and said, if somebody who's taken a lie detector test, calls, how will you know if they're telling the truth?
Exactly. All right, let's see. We've got Brian, Diana, and Joshua. We'll take them in that order. That's the order they came in.
Let's get these liars on the phone here.
Brian, good morning. Welcome.
If that's my real name.
If it's your real name, Ed. It's Ed.
So tell us the story. What happened?
So basically, for my old job, it was kind of almost, you go in, I won't say the job, but it's kind of probably why it took 7 hours, because each time you've got to start over, because they do a baseline.
Right.
So for each separate time, they got to do a baseline, so they'll ask you questions. They'll purposely ask you to lie on some questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so, right. So because they want to see what how your response and your body's going to react, and then they want you to tell the truth, so they got the two baselines for you.
So what kind of questions do they ask you on these things?
Well, basically, they'll always start out with the simple. So, I mean, everyone's been different. I've taken it two or three times for the old one, and each one's different. I mean, they're going to ask you some personal and some related to job, as far as like, hey, would you discuss or divulge information on this job? Have you before? Have you ever been in these type of situations?
Okay.
And then purposely, like I said, they'll go for the baseline. They'll be like, hey, is your first name Brian? They'll purposely tell you to lie. So that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you.
Well.
Really?
Were you nervous?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
Do they tell you that being nervous is taken into account on some of these readings?
They did, because they said, because it's going back into the baseline. So the nervousness, they're going to come in and they're going to see what your baseline is. That's the reason they try to even get you the first common questions to the, like,
icebreakers.
Icebreakers. Yeah. There you go. That's a good way of putting it.
And I'm assuming that you've passed each time, right?
No comment.
Oh, Brian, you big liar.
No, there was a couple times where we had to retake because they come back inconclusive, which is a downside to the test, because it comes into what you guys just talked about. It's the nervousness or other factors going, like, what happened that morning? What happened the night before kind of deal?
Right.
That's great.
I don't ever want to do this.
I appreciate you calling, buddy. Thanks for being
Brian.
The show. Have a great day, okay?
Right. Later, man. Thank you.
That's really good. Here's Diana. Diana, why did you have to take a lie detector test?
Good morning, boys. It was to get a job at a grocery store.
Really? Like, have you ever stolen produce type questions? Or
have you ever stolen anything? Which is, you know, so hard. I mean, you say yes. You were 5 years old. You stole a piece of candy. I mean, and you're nervous. I mean, I was 17 and, you know.
17?
It's a very intimidating process, yes.
I guess at that point you will tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Yeah, I've stolen something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that might go in your favor that you were honest.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it is a very intimidating process, even for, you know, the most innocent. It's just, You know, they've got you hooked up, and you can see that needle moving up and down.
Yeah.
And you know, they remind you to breathe. And
I didn't know grocery stores had such high-level expectations for their oncoming employees.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that today. I mean, this was probably 40 years ago. And it's,
oh, wow.
Dang, a grocery store.
What are your thoughts on Hot Pockets? I love them. Lie!
Diana, thank you for the
call.
Thank
you, Diana.
We appreciate that. I don't even want to, she says we could use her first name, but I'm not even going to do that because she says my first job out of college was for the CIA. As part of my background check and clearance process, I was subjected to a lifestyle polygraph.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My polygraph examiner sounded like Darth Vader. Oh. Lasted a couple of hours. Then he made me come back the next day, and she said it was terrifying.
Yeah. You would. I think it would be a situation where you're second-guessing your own answers.
She says, I wasn't even a spy. I was just working in there for their finance department. So,
yeah, well, they're still on the inside.
So we asked for somebody who has administered a lie detector test, and now here's Joshua. Joshua, did you do that, or did you just train to do it?
Hey, good morning, boys. I did both. I've also been subjected to one as part of the training.
Well, I would think so. Yeah, you know, I want to know what it's like getting tased if you're carrying a taser, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you, did you ever, for funsies, because I know I would do this, throw in questions like, have you ever wet the bed? Do you pick your nose and eat it?
Hilarious questions. We were obviously not allowed to just inject whatever we wanted, but I would love to do that. That'd be great.
Yes, just out of nowhere. Have you ever wet the bed?
So what percentage of people fail the test that you gave them?
It's more people fail than pass, to be honest with you. But I was in a job where it was kind of expected that more people would fail than pass, to be honest.
What kind of field was that?
I was in the military.
Can you beat the machine?
There are lots of myths out there about beating the machine, but most of the time trying to beat it just comes back as inconclusive because the results don't make any sense.
Huh. Okay. And then I guess you won't get hired then if it's inconclusive, right?
Nope, won't get hired or thrown into jail, whichever situation you're in.
Oh my goodness.
So okay, that makes sense though. So if you pass, you're hired. If you fail, you're not. And if it's inconclusive, you're not.
Yeah,
so it's not tie goes to the runner here. Tie goes to the company here.
Huh. Exactly, yeah.
Which is smart.
I'm glad you called, man. Joshua. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you, okay?
Thanks, boys. Good morning.
Later, man.
Hey, you as well. See, it's
interesting stuff.
I don't want to take one. I've never had
one. I don't want to take one.
I don't want one. Especially since she was talking about, you know, have you ever stolen anything? And I stole that glass just not that long
ago. Oh, you did, didn't you? And I've wet the bed many times, so.